What's the youngest guy you ever got with, like, old, when you're older? 12. 12. 12.
How old were you?
I won't tell you because I'm going to jail.
Oh, wow.
I won't tell you because I'm going to jail.
Oh, wow. You had a hard time with
the fact that, like, I had molested all these kids, basically. Like, I had molested all these kids, basically. Like, I had molested all these kids, basically.
If anybody finds me out, I'm in a lot of trouble.
Welcome to On the Edge, where we go undercover, on the street, and into the newsroom to uncover the truth, no matter how controversial it may be.
Many do not adequately understand the issue of homosexuality.
Recently, I went undercover and asked individuals who identify as gay the following question: do you believe being gay is strictly genetic? What I found was shocking. I learned that many attribute their own sexual orientation to molestation or other traumatic life experiences. After finding out just how many gays claim they are gay because they were molested, I decided to change my script in an attempt to find out who was doing the molesting. What I found was nothing less than horrific. I interviewed individuals at an average gay bar on an average Saturday night, and I discovered that I was literally surrounded by child molesters and victims of molestation. I also learned that old men aren't the only ones doing the molesting. Woefully, I learned that after being molested, many children and teens will go on to teach their friends what they learned from the molester. As you'll see in this video, I learned just how many teen child molesters there are, and how many children are molesting other children in their neighborhoods and at their homes. The content of this video is explicit, but also necessary. Parents and teachers need to be warned. If a child appears to be developing same-sex attraction or a gay identity, it is a red flag that that child may have been molested by an older adult, a teen, or another child. Obviously, not everyone who identifies as gay is a child molester. But many individuals who do identify as gay were molested. I would like to end with a request. If you are a parent, teacher, or counselor, and you do not know about and fully understand what I am about to show you, I would urge you to conduct your own research into the connection between early sexual abuse and homosexuality. You should also research imprinting, consciously suppressed memories, and unconsciously repressed memories.
Anything that the gay community does, I'm with them all the way.
Are you gay?
Yes.
Oh, okay. What was your first sexual experience?
Well, mine wasn't very pleasant. I was raped by my brother.
Oh, wow. How old was he?
He was 13 years older than I.
How old were you when it happened?
7.
7 years old? And he was 20? Wow. Is he still alive?
No, he's dead.
Do you think that made you gay?
I think he had a lot to do with it. Afterwards, honestly, I wanted to fuck every man that I could. Because I was so young, I wanted to get back at somebody. And that's what made me actually
gay. What's the youngest guy you ever got with, like, always when you're older?
Go to jail.
Oh, wow.
Well, this is scary because a young man at 12 was humongous. I mean,
how many kids have you hooked up with? Like, under 18?
I'm not counting the family.
First sexual experience. Oh my god, that was like when I was like literally 8 years old. I was like 8 years old, girl and boy across the street. Like, it was everything. It was like it's really weird because like I think about
okay,
this day. But I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing, but at the same time, like, I know I'm doing something sexual. I was like, oh no, I need to put this.
How old are they though?
We're all the same age, like 8, 9.
So do you think one of them got molested and then they learned it and then they showed you?
I think if anything, no, I molested them.
You were the active one?
I think I was.
Molested or the active one?
No, I think I was the one who was like, kind of like,
initiating it?
Yeah.
But did you get molested? How did you know about it?
Honestly, I don't know.
I will quickly bring up the issues of consciously suppressed memories and unconsciously repressed memories. Suppression and repression are defense mechanisms. They act to keep information out of conscious awareness. The memories, however, don't just disappear. They continue to influence our behavior. You will see several homosexuals here who initiated sexual contact with other children but don't know how they learned how to do it. It is likely that they have repressed memories of abuse.
What was your first sexual experience?
It was in memory. It was my best friend when I was like 6.
How old was your friend? Same age?
We were 5 and 6.
Who initiated it? You did?
Big time.
How did you know?
I just went for it.
Like, did you have previous experience where you learned it, or no?
No, I was just in love with that. And we did it all the time.
When you were 6?
All the time.
That's fucking early.
And then I moved from there. He was my neighbor. And then I got another neighbor who was my best friend in school, and then he and I would go at it for like 4 years.
And you initiated it.
Well, I mean, we both wanted it.
How did you... Yeah, but... He was only 6.
That was later. That was like 12. But
what happened after you stopped doing it with your best friend and then you got none for a while? Did you have withdrawals?
No, I think he always got some. I moved and I always had some.
You're molesting all the kids in your neighborhood.
All of them. Yeah, wow. If anybody finds me out, I'm in a lot of trouble.
How many people did you have sex with by the time you were like 12?
At least 10.
Are you serious?
Possibly.
Somebody was skinny. They were all just other kids your age.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But how did you know to first do it?
Talk really dirty to each other.
Like, when you were...
What? Really dirty. really dirty to each other.
But how did you know to do that at 6 years old? How old were you again?
How old am I now?
No, when you first did it.
Around 6.
How did you know to do that at 6 years old?
If you spent enough time with another kid.
Well, like, did you see them doing it or some other on TV? Imprinting?
Yeah.
Do I have suppressed or repressed memories at all?
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
Have you heard of that?
Yeah.
So actually, a lot of people have had consciously suppressed or unconsciously repressed memory.
Yeah.
And that's where they learned it.
To where I may have been touched.
Yeah.
Well, I hope so.
What?
The fact that I was molesting all the kids that, I mean, once I grew up, into my 30s, then I was like, oh, fuck.
You had a hard time with
the fact that, I had molested all these kids, basically. Like, we had a lot of fun.
But you, initiated it, so you felt like you kind of,
but I was responsible.
What's your first time sexual experience?
Ever? Was with a girl when I was 7, and I was caressing her.
How did you know how to do it? You saw your parents?
It was a lot of petting, literally petting. I was you're so beautiful, and I was kissing her. But I remember going in there.
So you molested her?
A little bit, but we were the same age.
Yeah.
She was 7 too.
And how did you know how to do that?
I don't know. It's kind of interesting, right? It's kind of maybe...
Do you think you might have suppressed or repressed a memory?
I don't know. It just kind of... There was a flow, right?
And did you guys keep doing it over and over again?
No, we just did twice.
What was your next sexual experience?
Right? My dad.
Your dad molested you?
Yeah.
How old were you at that time?
15.
How did he initiate that?
He was hey, what are you doing? And I was I'm just chilling. And I was okay.
But how did he, where were you, in the garage?
No, we were actually in the karate studio. My dad's a karate teacher.
Okay.
And he's hey, do you want to be a black belt? And I was sure, give it to me. And I said, but my Uber's here, so I gotta go. But
did you guys ever tell your mom?
No, because she's so jealous. She'll be
What was your first sexual experience?
About 6 or 7.
Oh, really? How did it go? What happened? I don't care. It was okay. Yeah, I'm not, no.
It wasn't bad, I think.
Yeah. It was a little bit older guy, huh?
Yeah.
How old was he?
No, it was only 5 or 6 years old.
Oh. So you were 7 and he was 12? Initiated it?
Yeah, of course.
What?
Yeah. Sure. I didn't put everything together yet.
Do you know his what his history was? Did he get with someone?
I would assume that he did.
What?
I would guess that he did.
Oh.
Yeah, isn't that the kind of pattern?
The pattern is a guy. To be honest, the guy will molest a kid,
yeah.
And then
people will ask
that kid will do it to other kids.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so then, so the question on the survey is, do you believe being gay is strictly genetic?
The men do, No.
Okay. Was there anything in your environment that you would point to as why you say it's not genetic or you weren't born that way?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The same experience or different?
Only my cousins made me gay.
Your cousins made you gay?
Yeah.
How old are they?
Around my age.
Okay. And how old were you guys when that happened?
Yeah, I was probably 10.
Okay.
So, and you can set 14.
I would say 60.
You agree?
Yeah. Maybe 15 and a half with a learner's permit.
guy's like, oh, 8 years old? Like, repeatedly, and he liked it.
Wait, what happened to Craig?
His cousin.
Oh, his cousins got with him when he was 8?
Yeah.
And how old were his cousins?
13, 14.
They told him it was wrestling.
It was a club they had. I know some young people, like 16, first grade, young 11-year-olds. You remember?
Yeah.
Wait, you can
remember when you were three?
Absolutely.
Wow.
I remember the house. I remember exactly what happened.
What happened?
That's kind of morbid, but one example of what happened, I was, my mom left me with the sitter, and I had gone to the bathroom in my diaper, and she got upset, and she grabbed me to the toilet, put duct tape on me, so I was
drinking, and
what I was drinking.
Wait, why did she do that? Not pee in your diaper?
Poop.
Yeah. Poop in your diaper. So she sat you on the toilet or strapped you? She tied you to the toilet and taped your mouth until you went poop in the toilet?
No, she left
it. Oh, wow. But she didn't molest you?
The whole family?
She didn't molest you, though. Her son did? How old was her son? How old was he? Oh, he was in his 20s and 30s. And he, can you remember it? That's a bad babysitter, man. Did you tell your parents? When you were three, did you?
Well, I went to childhood services. My mom was a fucking nut.
What was your first sexual experience?
Sex, no bathhouse.
Oh, wait, how old were you on your first sexual experience?
I was 4 years old.
Really?
Yeah. You're a fucking pedophile.
Who?
My babysitter.
Your babysitter was a
pedophile? Yeah. I told my mom that he pissed in my mouth. He's the babysitter. He's the...
Got raped. Larry Lewis, I won't
say that. I want to kill him. I know him.
Still know who he is?
Yes. Yes, I do. I think about him all the time. I want to kill him.
He's on your list.
Brad!
Hey, I don't blame you. No, seriously? Seriously?
Fuck you.
Yeah. I don't blame you, dude.
I don't blame you.
No, like,
what do you mean?
Seriously?
He's a pedophile.
So you are who you are today, and you're
fucking gay. Pretty fucking gay after all that. That's fucking
gay. This thing's Larry Lewis, man. Lay on the walls.
Hey. Have you ever told anybody about him?
Yeah, I told my mother knew.
I'm like 72.
I'm
47. They don't do it like that. He would have been done.
Today.
I didn't even know.
You know what I'm talking about? I told my mom that he pissed him in the mouth.
What'd your mom do?
Called the police.
Oh, that's good.
She said.
With the
fucking beach, fucking police, nothing. 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 Holy shit. My dad didn't even
know that. I got a question, because I have
ADHD. Oh, yeah. My mom is... Like, if you were like, a little boy or a girl, my babysitter pissed in my mouth,
I'd murder him.
Those fucking cunts.
Unintended beach police left me out cold.
Yeah, raped when I was four. Sorry, I'm joking. But you can tell, huh?
No.
It's a big fucking shit. Fucking show.
What do you think?
I don't know what's going on with me.
What was your first sexual experience?
On my waterbed with my boyfriend in high school.
Oh, cool. How did you guys meet?
High school.
Okay.
Friends of friends.
And then, did you know you were gay already before that?
Oh, yeah. I've had sex with my boys since I was a kid.
Since you were how old?
I don't know. Kindergarten?
But you never had any experiences?
Boy,
I did, but we're not going to talk about that because there's a...
So you did have an experience prior, but you don't talk about it right now.
What boy didn't?
So who did you have sex with when you were 14?
Oh, man. It was a... It was the manager of the security...
What security?
Some security stuff in school.
Oh, at your school?
He was there, like, the manager of the security guys.
So you had, when you were 14, you had sex with the security guard manager at your school?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
I was 14 and he was 32.
You were 14 and he was 32?
It was with a little bit older guy or somebody from high school?
He was a school teacher. I was 17. He was 36.
Oh, wow.
So in 13, you had sex with a girl?
Mm-hmm.
Was she in your neighborhood or what?
She was my brother's friend who picked me up and took me out and got me drunk on vodka. And she was like 17.
And you were how old?
13.
Wow.
She was hot, though.
And then I thought you were born gay. You can't think women are hot.
I don't think you were born gay. Didn't you tell me you had a bad experience with your brother, molesting?
Yeah.
Did your brother fuck you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Boom.
Wait a minute.
I forgot about
Wait
that.
Wait a minute. What happened? How old were you?
He was having sex with women, and then what happened, Nick?
Two minutes.
And that your what happened?
Nick, it's your turn. Remember, you told me the story 20 years ago.
Oh yeah, that was a bad experience.
Yeah, could that have affected you, Nick?
I don't know. I don't think that changed me.
How old were you?
I was.
I don't know how old you were. You told me the story 20 years ago.
Like, 13, 14.
And your brother had sex with you?
Mm-hmm.
How old was your brother? 17? Or 20 or something?
Don't look at me, huh?
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know how old his brother is.
So your brother basically, he was over 18, so he basically molested you.
He wasn't 18 yet.
Oh, okay. Dang. Why did he, is he gay? Mm. He considers himself straight. So, wait. Oh, see what I mean? It is malleable. This is what I'm saying.
Well, I mean, that's my opinion, but I'm
so like, so then what, why did your brother do that to his brother?
Yeah, my brother would do that to anybody.
My brother's not all
there in the head. Wow.
Yeah.
Shoot, man. All right, well.
How was that for an interview?
Well, this is what I mean when you talk to people and they be
like a Nancy Grace.
But you tell, yeah.
Here, one last thing. When I was 5 years old, I was playing Truth or Dare on my dad's boat. The 13-year-old guy who was my dad's boat boy dared me to suck his dick. I was 5 years. That was actually
you're five.
And you
so that's
did.
The situ- so that's what really did it. I think maybe.
It could have been.
Wow.
I mean, I don't know.
Can't undo that. See, you have to talk to people a while to get them to give you the.
Well, I just thought
real
I don't
deal.
Know why. I forgot
well,
about that.
Be honest.
I became gay when I was 18.
You were raped?
I can tell you that for sure that I was molested as a child, and that affected me.
I was molested when I was like 13 years old.
Oh wow! Then the guy that got me, he had a whole little nest.
Oh, a whole little cubby of
different guys.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was my first sexual experience. And
you were 13?
Yeah. I was. Wow. It was really funny because it was on a weekend. And then I had to go home and spend a week with that family. It was really
Your stepfather sexually abused you.
Yeah.
You just came out and talked about that very recently.
Yeah. It's still hard. My mother had just had a mastectomy. She had breast cancer. And he told me that he thought he felt another lump in her other breast, and he needed to feel mine. And reluctantly, I let him, you know, and then it escalated to more and more trying to do more, and then she was out of town, and one night tried to break the door down when I was sleeping, and I had to kick a window out, and go sleep in a hospital overnight and just stay on the floor. And it's a small town, so I couldn't tell people why I was there. He was a horrible, horrible man.
Your mother continued to stay with him.
She didn't believe me. And then his story kept changing through the years, and she realized he was lying.
You know, there will be people, when they hear this, who may say, ah, that's why she's gay.
Mm-hmm. I think I was gay long before that, you know. I think that, you know, I like men, you know. I like men a lot. I have my tendency is, and I feel more comfortable with a woman. I think men are great. I had lots of boyfriends in high school.
Yeah, there was even one you wanted to marry.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I wanted to marry Ben Heath. Hi, Ben.
What the hell am I saying?
How old were you when you got raped?
When I got raped, I was, I want to say 11 or 12. I was old enough to understand.
Wow. I mean, how traumatic was that?
It was real traumatic because I remember, I would never forget, I was snatched up from a convenience, a little grocery store, a corner store, and he pulled me to the back of the store and raped me on the side of some garbage cans, some city dumpsters. It happened on a Sunday, and I went to school the next day. I was in the lunchroom eating breakfast. Early in the morning, I had just left home. So one of my classmates came to me and said, there's a guy looking for you. And I'm like, wait, what? You know, so I automatically thought of the day before because I knew my family, you know, wasn't looking for me. They had just sent me off to school. So I ran all the way home. My mama, we called the police. They took us to the Chicago police station. We did a sketch of the man. And one of the police was telling me that the sketch that I had came up with was a description of the person who had raped other kids. And he had also killed them. So it was like I was the only survivor, I guess, of his wrath, and I guess that's why he came to my school, because he wanted to finish the job, I guess.
I mean, before that happened, were you into men at all, or were you into girls?
Before that happened, I really wasn't into nothing, because I was young. You know, my mother and them, they always made me focus on school and stuff like that, so I never really got into the lifestyle heavily until my teenage years.
You know, I mean, because there's always the you know, there's a very long-standing debate, you know, in the gay community of, you know, are you gay because you're born that way, or are you gay because of certain events that happen in your life? Now, from your point of view, you know, based on this, do you feel that, you know, you became gay because of this, you know, because of the rape?
From my point of view, I can't say that being gay, you're born that way, because you're not. To that question, no, it's you're not born that way. That's just a choice to celebrate sexuality.
Now, at one point, you actually announced that you were no longer gay.
Yes, I did announce that I was no longer gay, but with that being said, sometimes you have to watch what you say, because that was a spur of the moment thing for me. I was already going through some emotional things in my life at the time, and I was just in my feelings, and I was like, you know what? I'm not into homosexuality no more. I'm done with it. I'm trading everything in for family, you know, for love and this, that, and the other. And why did I do that? The media went crazy. So now I had to do all these interviews to clear myself up and explain to people why I did what I, why I said what I said. So, but I learned you have to be careful with what you say, but I did do it.
The disagreement, you know, that happens in society where, you know, gay people tend to say that we were born this way. We have no choice. You know, I mean, it's not, you know, this is just the way we are from birth. And we should have all the same rights as everybody else based on our lifestyle. But, you know, but if you actually say that, you know, this is just a choice, then at that point, you kind of take away some of that power a little bit. Because if it's a choice, then you could choose to do something else. But most gay activists say, well, it's not a choice. I was just born this way. I have absolutely no say in this.
The activists, they just going off of emotions. And that's why a lot of people get things wrong. They go off on emotions rather than the truth. You know, I know so many people who at one point in time in life were straight, and decided if this girl played me, I'm sick of this, or this dude hit it on me, and I kind of liked it, and they became gay. As to some people like me, they're gay and they're changed. You know what I'm saying? And they become heterosexual. But, you know what I'm saying? It's not something that you're born with. It's the circumstances around you. You know what I'm saying? And I believe it's a choice. You just want to celebrate sexuality, and you're using it like you love someone or love the same sex in order to celebrate sexuality, and that's not right.
Okay. And at this point, you're married and you have a son.
No, I'm not married, but I am in a relationship with my baby mama. We've been together for 2 years. Everything is beautiful because she understands my lifestyle before and she understands my lifestyle today. So that's what makes our relationship strong.
So, I mean, do you feel any sort of attraction to men anymore, or are you just attracted to women?
I'm not attracted to men, but I will tell you, the first year of changing, I did, like, you know, suffer night terrors, and, you know, I'm having visions of my past life, and they do come and hunt you. That is a lifetime of memories and experiences that you just can't wipe away. So I'm going to have those memories and stuff. But as far as me being attracted to a man, no, I love my wife. When I love somebody, I love that person. I don't drift off, whether I'm with a man or with a woman. I don't drift off. And I have to say this, because I feel like I have the right to speak on gay lifestyles, because I've been in a lifestyle my entire life. So I feel like I have the right to say, I feel like every time somebody mentions something about gay, the gay group, they just come after you. They send their goons, and you never work in the industry because they are in power. Believe me, they're in power. But, you know, I feel like they just don't want you to speak upon it. When I told them that I wanted to, you know, be straight and have a family and live life, I got more negativity than I did positive. So it's like, I guess certain things is good for certain people at certain times in life when it's convenient for them, you know, but I got dogged out. But, you know, that's cool. I have a strong, you know what I'm saying, skin. I have thick skin. I can deal with almost anything you bring or put on the table. I'm going to deal with it. I guess, you know, to each his own, but I don't support.
It's a case that defies belief and goes against every principle of parenthood. An Australian man and his partner purchased a baby boy in Russia in 2005, presenting themselves as a devoted pair of gay fathers. In reality, behind closed doors, they were sexually abusing the boy and allowing others to do the same from when he was less than 2 years old. On the weekend, Australian citizen Mark Newton was sentenced in the US to 40 years in prison. His partner, Peter Trong, is awaiting his sentence.
I was putting together a series of interviews on gender. This particular interview was with a couple who were gay dads, and they had been on a long journey to have a child via surrogacy.
On all appearances, American man Mark Newton and his Australian partner Peter Trong were a proud couple, pictured here posing with their adopted son, who we will call Boy One. Mark Newton and Peter Trong were masters of deception, starting with finding a surrogate mother abroad.
I gave up my career, my job, and went to Russia to oversee the process. So we're very dedicated to making this work. Our budget was anything that we earned, anything that we had saved, and anything that we could borrow to make this happen.
And why was it your sperm that was used, not Pete's, Mark?
Flip of the coin, I think. We'd gone back and forth several times.
This was the first of many lies told by Newton and Trong, whose depraved secret life was uncovered a year and a half later, when in February 2012, the men were arrested in California, charged with producing and sharing child pornography and extreme acts of sexual exploitation.
You know, the purchase of a child, to bring the child into your life for the explicit and sole purpose of exploiting him across a network of men, is incredibly depraved, and a very, very sad tale for that little boy.
The four men form part of a network known broadly as the Boy Lovers Network. Men who believe that the sexual abuse and rape of boys from as young as 2 years old to 10 years old is a form of consensual love between man and boy. At its height, this chat board, boylover.net, had 70,000 members worldwide. In 2009, boylover.net was smashed in a series of global raids, with several Australian men arrested.
670 suspects have been identified. 184 arrests have already been made, and 230 children as victims of these terrible crimes have been identified and rescued from further harm.
They are intrinsically networked. They have a very strict code of communication between themselves, and certainly as this case highlighted, their level of cooperation is usually very, very low.
When Task Force Argos raided Trong and Newton's Cairns home in October 2011, a mountain of material was discovered on encrypted hard drives and computer networks. It was handed over to US prosecutors.
It took me personally one solid week working 10-hour days to get through all of the child pornography that was just the videos filmed in Australia, in France, and in different places across the United States.
One video showed Boy One performing sex acts on Newton with a disturbing level of sophistication when he wasn't even 2 years old. When the boy turned five, in 1 month alone, Newton videoed himself engaging in sexual activity with Boy One on more than a dozen different occasions.
One way they controlled and manipulated this child was to appear to the outside world as a good parent. And one of the things they did was they trained this child how to answer questions from potential investigators.
U.S. authorities have found videos involving two more boys at Trong and Newton's Cairns home.
I can't say too much about the identity of that child. I can say that the victimization of Boy 2 occurred in Australia. We can confirm that this conspiracy we allege involving Boy 1, Boy 2 and others was international in scope.
The authorities are now determined to track down every man who abused Boy 1.
With this network, just be rest assured that we will pursue them to the ends of the earth to make sure each and every one of them faces justice for what their role has been in crimes against this child.
I would stay home, and once in a while they let me out.
Find the Iranian, find the Afghanistan, or kneel